They was running a train on.
This is literally how HIV and shit gang bang.
Orangutan gang bang.
That is not funny. That is dark as fuck.
That's
And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
You are now tuning in to the Awkward Thinking Podcast.
Welcome back to the Awkward Thinking Podcast. I'm your boy Nas, a.k.a. Steve.
What up? I'm Vince.
And we are the friends you never knew you needed. All that in a bag of chips. Regular guys with awkward lives. Awkward thinkers.
Turn me the fuck up.
White people claps in the building. Make sure you like. Make sure you comment. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you make us your favorite podcast. Make sure you write us a review because at the end of the day, we're trying to live a different life. I'm trying to do cocaine in Brazil. I'm trying to get a better life. I'm trying to make people do things that they didn't want to do. But because I have money now, I can make them do it.
Okay, hold on. We got to draw a line somewhere.
Because God is a what?
Because God is a what?
We got to draw the line somewhere.
Yes. That's Vince, great. Would you like to give them any more church announcements that
church
we got?
Church announcements. I'm trying to think. No, I don't have shit. I'm sorry.
We don't have anything. Also, merch is on the way. So if you're an advocate thinker and you want to rock some merch, if you want to, you know, rock
this
some
shit ain't gonna
swag,
be cheap. So get your money ready.
It ain't because we've been right, putting a lot of time and a lot of money into the looks that
get
we got so far.
Money up. Don't get your funny up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Once again. We're going to pretend like she's been here for a couple weeks or something like that. We have the Zordon of the pod. We got Reese in the motherfucking building.
Sir.
White people claps for Reese.
Black people claps for Reese.
Black people black people
very
claps.
Very specific about her claps.
And then we have another person not on the camera. Hey, you know, this is the thing with us. We come on this show and we don't usually show the people that we have, because at the end of the day, people are weird. You know what I mean? People get crazy. One is, oh, I need to see her. This and this and this and that. But we also have, I call her Breezy. He calls her Carly. But we have Carly in the building today giving her takes on what? Tell the people, hey, you know?
Hey, guys.
Exactly. White people claps for
Black.
Carly.
Yeah.
Huh? Black people?
Yeah.
Black people claps, interracial claps, non-binary claps. We take all the claps. Thunder claps, all the claps.
There's no STD claps.
No STD claps, no chlamydia, no gonorrhea.
You keep that to yourself.
Definitely not that clap.
Exactly. We don't do that clap. Round of applause.
Try to make that gonorrhea clap.
Exactly. So a little bit into our lives. How you been, man?
I've been good, bro. I've been just chilling. Living life, working and shit. I was in a community the other day and witnessed some beautiful shit, right?
What's some beautiful shit? Take me through that.
I realized, like, drug dealers really be for the community. Like, certain drug dealers, you can't be selling crack and be for the community.
I mean, you can. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. This is where I'm gonna say, I'm gonna put that to that. Only because crackheads are efficient. So, if I can sell and make these motherfuckers efficient. We seen crackheads lift up a semi truck. You know what I mean? This is superpowers at this point. They are giving, what is that?
Nigga, this is not Project Power.
They are giving superpowers to regular everyday people.
Now that I think about that, that really is a reflection of what I'm saying. That was the crack pandemic. Oh my fucking goodness. But nah, so I'm in Cincinnati the other day. I'm leaving work and shit, or I'm on an appointment for
work.
You're
in the ghetto. I hate Cincinnati.
Cincinnati ghetto as fuck. I thought it was nice.
Cincinnati's
Columbus. I was in
is
a
nice
bad neighborhood, and I was like, nigga, if I had pearls, I would have clutched them. And so I'm at the gas station, and I'm, you know, my head is on a swivel because it's that kind of gas station that's crazy as fuck. This fucking car pull up, old ass car. This bitch got to be from the 80s at least. Busted out back window, busted out tires and shit. Literally, like, the bitch is floating as it come up. And so all I hear is, AOG! AOG, you need some weed? And you just see, like, what I thought was just random people waiting for the bus or, like, just homeless people.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm weak. And I hate to interrupt this beautiful story that you're telling. But Charisse, you've been here way too long. And this, and
it's Carol,
and I understand that, but put
she's
that
ruining my moment.
Yes,
this is my moment.
This bitch up. I'm sorry, that's my Carol. Fault. I didn't think Carol was gonna sit in me best. Man. Sorry, y'all.
No, I'm sorry, and that was rude of Charisse, okay. But please,
it's okay.
Continue.
But so I'm assuming these people that are around are just like waiting for the bus or just homeless or whatever. As soon as he say, "Oh, gee, do you need some fucking weed?" These niggas start moving in unison like the fucking Walking Dead, like all to his car. And I realize this nigga is basically the community weed man for
like
these
an ice
niggas.
Cream man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and but you know how other people they weed man, you pull up to the house or you pull up to the weed man. Mm-hmm. This nigga pulls up into the community to the people who aren't able, and he sells weed to them.
He's a saint.
Know how?
And that's what I. That's what and. You know, people would say, oh, you can't be a saint and sell drugs or you're going to hell.
Like
at the end of the day, we all needed something to knock the edge off.
And if I'm sleeping on the fucking concrete, that weed gonna knock the edge off.
I love my weed, man.
I'm gonna feel like I'm in some grass.
I ain't gonna lie. If I'm sleeping without a blanket, nothing covered, I mean, I had a good ass sleep. I was tired and I needed that to put me out.
It's hot as fuck. I'm in the sun, but. I'm baked.
Yeah.
I got my weed.
I'm 375.
But no, I'm like, this nigga really came through. It really gave these people, well, not gave it to her, but you know, sold them weed. It was like, I'm like, look at you doing shit for the community and shit. My nigga, like, that's really stand up of you.
I really appreciate that.
I'm trying to think of doing it. I mean, I know drug dealers, don't get me wrong, but I don't know any, like, I can't say I don't know drug dealers. I do know drug dealers.
We're affiliated.
I'm in the hood. I'm in the churches. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Before you finish that.
No, did you have something?
I did have a piece of my life. A little bit of story. I was talking to my father today, and it's so funny sometimes not having your father in your life sometimes, because I was like, you really don't know me. Like, and this is goes perfect because I'm talking on the phone. He's like, "Yeah, man, just stay out the streets." I said, "Bro, I went to college."
He said, "Nigga, who's this advice for?"
Nigga, this was advice for me when I was 10. Nigga, stay out the streets. I'm cool right
probably
now.
Like wrong son, wrong son,
wrong son. You
wrong
know what
son,
I mean?
My bad. Boy.
Like you know what I mean? You picked the wrong. Like that
was that generic ass advice. He's like, "What can I say to you today?"
What can I say to this stranger that I made? And he was like, "Yeah, man, just stay out the streets and, you know, just make sure you just do X, Y, and Z." I'm like, you do not know me. But it's cool. You know what I mean? Some shit that you just got to laugh at when you have an absentee father. Remember that?
Oh, my fucking goodness, bro. One time we had this nigga come up to speak at the school, and the only thing he kept saying was, "I couldn't do shit because I didn't have a father." That was his whole little speech was, I couldn't do this. Absentee father.
Right.
I couldn't go to school. Absentee father. I couldn't wipe my ass. Absentee father. And it was like, nigga, hold on. Some of this is not because of your father. What the fuck?
This bitch, you are dirty. Fuck.
Like, what the fuck do you and, like, what, nigga?
Absentee
father.
Fuck, what the fuck else happened that I seen a meme and it said when you have your father in your life and all the successful people didn't have their dads. And so he's like, the guy was like, "Hey Junior, come here, come play." He's like, "Go to jail."
That's funny as fuck
because it's just
niggas be needing a reason.
But yeah, that was my thing, and then my new thing is I've been binging, like I've been rushing home to rewatch Orange Is the New Black. Yeah. I don't know why it's been my like my twist. You skipping? You haven't watched it in a long
time.
But
long
no, I'm
minute.
Not going a lot, and I know you're more of a rewatcher type of person. Me, I'm not like that, but like not watching it for that long and then coming back to it. It's like a whole new show.
I can believe it.
It's so much good.
I think I rewatched it too soon.
You did?
Yeah, I've already rewatched it. I'll probably go back in a few years and rewatch it again. That shit was, that was a great ass show.
It was. It got choppy towards later seasons. It did. But
R.P. Poosie.
Yeah. I was about to say, I would never forgive them for that.
Charisse didn't even finish. Oh. Shut up.
You should have lived with that. You should have lived with that.
I didn't hear him. Okay. I didn't hear him. Okay.
Don't watch this episode.
I didn't hear him.
Don't watch
him.
This episode.
I didn't hear him, so it's good.
But yeah, man. But that's it's been good. And then what my mind is going, you know how like most dudes, they come back home, they be like Diesel, like mm-hmm. strong shit, eating peanut butter, salted crackers, all
niggas
type
being
shit.
That bitch pushing weight,
burpees, hella shit. Mm-hmm. Niggas look like superheroes when they get out of jail, crazy, but superheroes mm-hmm. at the end of the day. And then I'm like, damn, what would a woman look like coming out of jail? Like, what do they look like?
Like, I don't think I ever seen a woman coming home party or no shit like that.
I don't know too many convicted female felons.
Yeah. But it's hella women in jail.
It is hella women in jail. Like what type of woman do you gotta be to be like?
NPCs?
Yeah. Huh?
NPCs? Like what the fuck is table, it? You know? Yeah. Computer characters. Because who the fuck do we know that's been in jail? Yeah.
I don't know. I know. I know a few. But I'm not going to say the name. Make sure you subscribe to the Patreon.
If you want to drop names and addresses.
We're dropping names
and
addresses.
You girls?
Girls are the
good. I know that one. Let me shut the fuck up.
Hey,
love after lockup.
But no, like I haven't seen too many women go to jail, prison at least, that came back reformed. Mm-hmm. Carly, do you have anything to add on to this beautiful subject of?
I just want to say I done seen two females come home. One, she was fine now, y'all. She was fine in jail, mm-hmm. but when she came home, her fine turned up. Hey, shout really? Out to 937 because she's from Dayton, okay? Shit. And y'all know who I'm talking about. That girl came home fine as hell.
Mm-hmm.
It was another girl I know that came home. I ain't going to speak too much because I don't want my family to see this. But
I don't want my family to see this.
I definitely had somebody I know that came home. She was a little thicker. She did come home thick.
Uh-huh.
It's real thick.
Mm-hmm. Bring the mic up.
Real thick.
Like she was eating good thick?
Yeah. She came home as trench bowl thick?
No. I mean, she had a little ass on her. You feel mm-hmm. me? It was back there.
But was it strong ass? You know how it's like durable,
you got that
tough
solid
ass?
That.
Yeah, that's not. Like,
yeah, it was,
I don't like the muscle.
It was pretty solid. I ain't gonna lie.
It was solid ass is kind of crazy.
Solid ass is like one of those things where it's like you don't. Like, it's like. You got ass, like a
you
shorty
got
ass,
but
it's
strong.
It's like when you slap her ass, it feels like you're slapping a kneecap.
It's a big body. Yeah.
Like, it's
ass.
Like you want an ass that you can smack, and that motherfucker just keeps
smacking
it.
Back a little.
Just jiggle.
When you got a strong boom. Ass and you smack it,
huh?
It just gets stronger. Like,
yeah,
that's disgusting.
It's an anime character.
That's disgusting.
I hate a muscle.
Ass is Goku.
A strong ass is insane.
Speaking of asses, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hear a lot of old people talk. I sit around old people a lot. Old people will say some crazy shit.
Right.
And so, like, I was at the Cat Williams show. Monique said some shit. And she said something about a rat's ass. And it just made me think, who was the first person to smell a rat's ass to know that it stunk like that?
It gotta be white people.
Or I don't give a rat's ass.
You know it did.
Yeah.
It
gotta
be. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, will we be like, I don't give a rat's ass. Like,
was rat's ass a commodity?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't give a rat's ass. Cause what is
honestly,
what does that even mean?
I feel like most white people fuck tele animals, so they would be able
so,
to tell you.
So I seen something on TikTok,
yeah.
right?
Fuck a rat.
So no, I seen something on TikTok. It was four guys that fucked a lizard. Like they did something to it, and then they fucked the lizard to death.
They got it high, I think.
Yeah, they got it high. Yeah, and they fucked it.
They
but
got it high.
They got arrested because it was like a monitored lizard, like it was like mm-hmm. preserved or some shit like that. So yeah, they did something to it. I got it high, and then fucked it. Four of them fucked
well,
it.
I do want to know. Have y'all seen that thread on Twitter about the orangutan?
What orangutan?
It was like a whole like little village of men. And they was just
fucking
orangutan, raping this gorilla or orangutan, whatever the animal was.
Yeah, the little monkey.
They was raping it for like 12 years.
12 years?
Yes, 12.
I feel so
how do you
bad.
Find
it
the same monkey
viral.
For 12 years? Is it in captive?
Well, yeah, they held it captive and they was fucking her the whole time.
How do you
and
do
it
that?
Was rotating.
They was running a train on.
This is literally how HIV and shit.
Yeah, Orangutan gang.
That is not funny. That is dark as fuck.
That's freaky as fuck, dude.
That is dark as fuck. Cause what is wrong with y'all?
Niggas will fuck anything, man.
Nah, for real.
That's a freaking shit.
Oh my god.
Orangutan gangbang is like probably the.
You know how down bad you gotta be like
B?
That motherfucker, you know, orangutan
wanna,
got an ass.
But you know, I wanna know what people get out of, you know, and then it goes into like a little deeper into it. But it goes into like that psychological, like you were here before. Cause like you just don't get attracted to animals out of like spite. You know what I mean? Like you had to be something beforehand. You know what I mean? Like living life to be attracted to some animals.
A motherfucker was already an animal in their really past do. Life. And
I
it's like,
feel oh. like people are disgusting.
Yeah, people. Nah.
I think people just be too, or not people, horny. But men be too that's fucking perverted. Horny. And speaking of like men, I was going to save it for later, but like, that just reminds me of the bear versus man conversation where it's like there's been this conversation on TikTok and other social media platforms where there's this dude, he's asking women, who would you rather be in the woods with, like alone in the woods with, a random man or a random bear? And the women were choosing the bear, and a lot of niggas was mad at the women, like, why the fuck would you choose a bear, this and that, blah. But y'all niggas out here gang raping lizards and orangutans. And
I ain't gonna lie. If you pick a bear, you're a dumbass. And I did, cause like nah. essentially, and this is just my take. Essentially, dumbass. It's just like, well, not a dumbass. Let me mm-hmm. clean my verbiage up.
Please,
shit.
It's just okay. Essentially, it's just like a bear could really fuck some shit up. I get mm-hmm. a human man and the things that men can do, and I understand that, you know, in the if it's in the scenario of one, two people, like, you know, shit can get dangerous. I understand that. But a bear doesn't make things even more safe. I feel like I can go more psycho without some human
you
interaction.
You can, because you're a man and you have almost equal playing field with another man versus a woman can be easily outpowered, and then
it's a strong woman out there,
even
bro.
As a man, I'd rather see the fucking bear in the woods than a random man. Especially, I would not want to see a fucking random white man in the woods.
That okay, is,
like
I just want to say, bears are pretty like they be minding their business for real, unless you kind of come in their space. So
let a bear be hungry.
They do. But they got. They,
I feel like they're still even with a bear though. I can try to scare a bear away. I can try to do that. It's hard, I think, as a woman to try to intimidate a man unless you got a gun. That's the only way you're going to be able to intimidate
him.
You
got to chop
him.
His dick off.
But again, how are you going to get to that point? Like, and that's it.
But it's like, I don't. The only thing I just don't like about it, and I understand some niggas are creeps, but I don't like that stereotypical.
Mm-hmm.
Every man is a creep. You know what I mean? And I don't like that part of it. Like, you know, when you are choosing the bear, you're saying that all men have all these motives.
That's not
and
what's
you might
happening.
Get picked with a gay man. But, and he might be like, bitch, we in this together.
But gay you know men are capable of rape too though. But, the thing is
you want a
though, like a woman choosing to not do that is not saying that it's all men. It's just saying that I don't want to take the risk on it being one of those.
Right.
And so because I do feel that way too. It bothered me for the longest because it's like, motherfucker, I ain't out here attacking people. That's not. And as a black man, as a 6'2" black man, big as hell, yeah. That is one of the first. Like I was telling Carly, because we on the trails and shit. Like if I'm riding my bike or I'm on this trail by myself, I have to make myself seem so small, like passing, especially white women. But I do understand the fear and shit. But it's like it feels uncomfortable to me that I have to do it. But I also understand why I have to do it and why that is a thing, because niggas. Not niggas as in black men, but just men in general can be very unsafe. And I don't know. I feel like it's certain things that I understand. I'd rather get mauled by a bear than be raped and then have that, like, for the rest of my life. Mm. Keep it cute. Because it's that, you know, this sensitive thing is
I
not,
just think
you know,
as a woman,
That's what I was going to say. We have ladies here on hand, and this is what I like about this podcast. See, so we talk about heavy, deep,
yes,
and things that, you know, you quote unquote might not understand, and we break it down and we bring people in, mm-hmm, to give us a take. So, ladies, what is your take on being mauled by a bear or raped?
Personally, I feel like I already be creeped out, and it's not by all men, but if it's like let's say, for instance, I'm in a parking lot walking to my car, and this is man who's walking the same direction I'm walking. It's a man walking the same direction I'm walking. I'm not going to lie, I'm already on guard, because where you going? And why you behind me? If it was a choice for me to be out in the wilderness with a weird random man or a bear, I'm low-key going to choose the bear, because a bear probably going to be minding his business. Unless I go into his space or it just sees me and it's just like, ooh, she look good. Let me go take a bite. I don't see the bear just coming and fucking with me.
What if that bear like, damn, she thinks fuck, I'm hungry.
Especially after being out there for days, he gonna want something.
Yeah, niggas gonna see a nigga gonna see a girl out there. He like, what's going on with you?
We stuck.
I mean, I ain't the cutest nigga, but you know what I'm saying? You can fuck with me.
What the fuck?
I'm not saying like all men are like that, but men eventually, y'all hormones is just.
No, don't.
Okay, what I'm saying is in that setting, like us being stranded somewhere, I'm not saying mine's wouldn't either, but if I'm not already looking at you like that and I'm telling you no, mm-hmm, you feel me, and you just still like, well, shit, I got to feed my appetite.
No, I just mean that's the thing. Like even the thought of feeding your appetite, I've been horny as fuck. I'm not taking nothing. I ain't going to take nothing. That's just not in my character. So I just don't want it to be like the hormone thing, like that being the excuse for niggas. If you go take advantage of somebody, it's because you trifling as fuck, mm-hmm, and that's just who you are.
That's what you wanted to do.
Yeah, that was your intentions. It wasn't hormones that was going to stop you or prevent you from being able to do that at all. That was just your intentions. I just know as a nigga who has sisters, as a nigga who has nieces, when it come to niggas, I be creeped out. I be like, be careful. Like, if I was to send my niece or my sister somewhere and I seen a random man just come out of nowhere, I'm going to feel uneasy because I don't know who the fuck you is. And mm-hmm, your intentions could be anything. And so because of that, I do think I can understand, or I'm more understanding to, you know, women not wanting to be around us or being alone with us in certain instances. And I also do realize, like, because I do have female friends and I have sisters and, you know, family and stuff, I know that that's not women thinking it's all of us.
When I'm around my male friends, y'all don't make me feel, you feel me? Like, I feel comfortable around y'all. Mm-hmm. Y'all don't never, it's never no, like, I don't know, it don't be no weird energy. Mm-hmm. Not everybody like that, though.
And that, mm-hmm, is true.
I feel like you can avoid a bear, like, but you can't avoid a nigga.
Because if a motherfucker searching for you,
why you playing with me?
Why you acting like that? It's just us two out here.
You ain't fucking with me for real.
It's just us two out here.
Like,
who gonna know?
Like, you playing games.
Who gonna know?
Like,
sit that ass over here.
On a serious note.
Like, you know I'm trying to fuck with you. Ooh,
I'm trying to save you.
It's important for us as niggas or as men to have conversations like these and to, like, definitely hold each other accountable. I do wish women would stop trying to say that we don't have conversations like these, or we don't hold each other accountable, or it's just like, oh, you know, it's just we don't care, because we do.
I think it's just that a lot of men, not you or not specifically, but it's a lot of men who overlook a lot of stuff like, mm-hmm, that. They're like, oh, that's my homie, or that's, you feel me, that's my dog, you know, he do, but you know, like, that's it's true. A lot of men that, mm-hmm, do that, and it's, you got those very select few that's more gonna speak up, because it's like, bro, like,
yeah. And what that is, homie, I would say, is a lot of shit get normalized as we grow up. So as men, a lot of shit get normalized. We see niggas smack women asses. Don't nobody say nothing. The woman don't say nothing. Ain't nobody else stepping in and being like, hey, you shouldn't be doing that. So you see that and you be like, okay, this is normal. This is okay.
I'm reading the board. Don't look at me. I'm listening.
This is like, mm-hmm, okay, this is normal and shit. And so some stuff really got to get checked at an early age or beforehand. And some stuff, like, people think, like, kids supposed to see everything. Kids aren't supposed to see everything. You want to be sexual, you be sexual in private. Don't be sexual in front of kids and stuff, because that affects the way kids think and the way that they think the world is supposed to operate.
Like, I ain't going to lie. For the black community, we've been taking a big-ass L.
Really?
And yeah, because
with the disses?
I'm not, yes, because it, you know, it started with Cat Williams with all the comedians beefing.
Hey, 2024 was a year of it motherfucking distance.
Yeah, and I'm sitting here and I'm like, I'm kind of tired of seeing the same narrative with these everybody beefing, the insiders. I kind of want y'all to figure this shit out on your own. I kind of like, I really want what happens behind closed doors to like whatever y'all got to do behind closed doors. But you want
Sexy to talk about her pussy stinking on IG?
Yes, because
make up your. There go the Nas math. That's Nas math.
No, because coochie girls. Okay.
The reason why Sexy Red is saying her coochie stink is to bring awareness. Maybe her coochie didn't stink, but she's saying, "Hey, there's some hoes I met on the road that coochie stink." You know what I mean? It's like bad breath. Sometimes you need to take a step back before you speak to somebody. Huff your breath before you speak to somebody. Now, if you cock your neck back, we talking
about coochie breath.
No, I'm talking about regular breath. You know what I mean? Sometimes if you cock your neck back and say, "Oh, I need to not speak to nobody today," it's okay to go mute. It's okay to be a mime for the day. You know what I mean? And I think people should know sign language more, because if your breath is bad, we need to communicate a different way. You know what I mean?
Because Sexy Red is literally the coochie advocate.
Yeah.
Like, she's the hood princess coochie.
Suki is too, though, a little bit.
My coochie pink and my booty hole brown. Nobody like Suki, thinks of Suki that if they're lying. Not a Suki coochie.
Suki saying
advocate.
She got the good coochie, but when I seen that video,
I don't believe Suki. I believe Suki has good coochie. And the reason why I believe Suki has
dry.
Good coochie.
It just looked a little dry in that video.
But everybody can be a creamer.
Wait. No, it is. Why? Do you remember? Why the fuck? The other day. We was just sitting around Carly and Sharice having a conversation about coochies and what coochies look like. And they talking about, they said, you know, it's the one little fat coochie, the plump
number
one.
Hold on. Before they even chime in, we're clear as day at a restaurant. And we're families, it's an old white lady look like Tweety Bird grandma.
It's all white people for real.
All white people on Cinco de Mayo. And these motherfuckers says, "Hey, what does your coochie look like?"
No, okay. Is your coochie hanging or is it closed?
Actually, it's Q and Carly talking and really describing Carly coochies. And they sitting there for like 20 minutes.
And it's a
like,
calm conversation too. Like,
I just want one of them coochies that hang and the lips is all out and this and that. Because what the fuck is wrong with you?
She said, "Bitch, mine is closed."
Must be an old age thing. Then out of nowhere, Carly go, "Sharice,
it was cute."
What you ask her?
She said,
"Q was like, how's your coochie?"
"What's your coochie look like?"
I said, "Oh, shit."
But listen, y'all, I found out that the more closed, you know, the ones with all everything's just in there, they're not common, and that blew my mind because I've never seen no other coochie outside of the ones that
feel like all everything the coochies intact. I've seen been
so
closed.
They said that the ones that hang out is more normal. Or common for people to have, and I'm just trying to figure out who got these coochies.
You got an innie or outie coochie.
That's funny as fuck.
Oh my fucking goodness.
That's funny as fuck.
These niggas innie at the restaurant asking each other if they got innies or outie coochies. And going and on the outie coochie, she go ask Sharice, "What kind of coochie you got?" Like she was gonna admit she got an outie coochie. Y'all niggas is sick.
Said, we having a conversation. This is Cinco de Mayo.
And I'm sitting there.
Let's go to the bathroom real quick.
I can't even lift my head up because I'm so embarrassed on the conversation that is being held.
I know everybody heard it.
Right now. Like, I can't even look at nobody because I'm like, oh, my fucking goodness.
Like, these are my friends.
These are the people I hang with. We are the people that we probably judge. I'm like, why the fuck is they so loud?
They loud as hell.
It ain't that funny.
Right.
And motherfuckers, Carly was in that
bitch. I'm not
going to
lie. I was crying in tears.
Agreed. So, with that being said, we would like to give a positive message to get through the week. So, ladies, what is your positive message to get through the week?
It ain't tricking if you fucking got it.
Hello. Next, who's giving a positive fucking message?
My positive message is, if you got an outie, DM me, because I'm trying to see, like, what they look like in real life.
My positive message, just back to the bear thing, the bear conversation. Man, we do got to have you know, we got to do better with having these kind of conversations, holding each other accountable, and just making sure, like, we are all on the same page about certain shit, and just not making women feel uncomfortable in a lot of different situations. We got to be aware of our presence and how we can make somebody feel, and just, you know, situation we put people in. So, yeah.
My positive message is necessarily, like, if you're looking at a girl and she looks, like, a little studdish, one day, if you pray real hard, she might turn straight again. So that's my positive message to get through the week.
Is that from Yo History?
No, I seen Gio, whatever, she was like, yeah, her ass fat as fuck. And I'm like, damn.
Thank you for being awkward.
Yeah, thank you for being awkward. See you next week.
Woo, what the fuck?